Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Taco Bueno in Arlington, 5748 Southwest Green Oaks Boulevard, and this should be fascinating. It's time for Dallas Cowboys thank you, and I would assume mostly no thank you notes, after a crushing loss to the Lions. Corey, would you like to start? Would you like to go to the fan text?
I'd like to thank Javonte Williams for getting me about 15 fantasy points last night. That was nice, so I appreciate that. He got a touchdown. I would have appreciated a little more, a better run game last night. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it was fantastic. Now, did I think it was going to be fantastic going in? No. I kind of have an idea of what I'm going to get out of him each week. But is it just me, or does it feel like Dak throws to Javonte Williams behind him more than he throws to him in front of him?
Well, unfortunately, that is...
Is that your notes?
Yeah. I was going to say, unfortunately, that's something that he does to a lot of receivers, because he had an easy touchdown to CD, but he underthrew him, and that led to problems. So I get it. I know people are really excited, and the offense scored 30 points and, like, rock on to that, and I'm not saying that the offense is the reason that you lost that game, but you've seen plenty of times where Dak has underthrown a wide receiver, and this time it was to CeeDee Lamb. You were down, I believe it was 17-6. You had a plethora of issues there. You had the pass that went down to the 3, and then you had a 48-yard penalty because of hands to the face that offset the penalty that would have been against the Lions. Then an awful throw by Dak from the 43 to a wide-open touchdown, CeeDee Lamb. So he's had some underthrows that are concerning.
Couple things here. One, no thank you to the refs. I don't think they did their best job last night. I thought there were a couple of misses.
Yeah.
Two, the 817, I just ordered Bueno from Uber Eats. I hope they bring y'all with it.
We've talked about car shows for a really long time.
Fingers crossed, you know. And then, Kevin, you've had a back and forth with Atolo. I'm not going to go into too much detail, all right?
Right.
You've had a little bit of a back and forth, and he just texted, I still think y'all are the best show left on the Fan.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
And no thank you to CeeDee Lamb's concussion last night. That stinks. I kept hearing cognitive from Christy Scales last night on the drive home.
Can I ask you a question about that? What the hell was that play? Like, in what universe?
I gotta go back and watch it. I heard.
Okay,
it.
In what universe was that play going to succeed? Like, I hated that play for a variety of reasons. I hated the throw. I hated the play. The way it turned out, and they try to run that play a couple of times. I understand the concept of the fade, but they're trying to like run a fade a couple of times that the ball was like 4 yards outside of the end zone, and you're like, what is that? But I hated that play, and I thought it had little to no chance to succeed. succeed, and then it also ended up CeeDee Lamb getting concussed or had to go into the concussion protocol.
And he was ripping apart Reed last night. Like,
there were
so many moments. You were like, man, CeeDee Lamb has found his groove right now, and then that happened. That was an unfortunate thing because I still think CeeDee Lamb, yeah, he did. He still had the most yards. He missed a large portion of the game.
Right.
Still had the most receiving yards for the team last night.
See, and you know how sometimes stats don't tell the story of what you feel like you actually saw? No thank you note to Jack Campbell and to the stat keepers, because they say he had one quarterback hit, one sack, and one tackle for loss. I say that Jack Campbell had 8 pass breakups, 10 sacks, 14 quarterback pressures. It felt like every time there was a defensive player that was there to break up something that the Cowboys were trying to do,
it was Jack Campbell
again and again and again.
Well, you know, Kevin, one of the benefits of doing these Bearded Monkey events is that I'm driving and I'm listening to the pre- and post-game show a lot, which I do anyway.
As you should.
When I'm at home and I watch the game, immediately after the game, I turn the YouTube on and watch the post-game show. But listening to the pregame show, I was hearing Babe talk about it with the guys, and he was like, hey, this Anzalone and Jack Campbell guys, note say, good tackling defense.
Yep.
These guys never...
We talked about that.
These guys never leave the field. They're always on the field. And, yeah, they were Jack Campbell effective last night. Kevin, the Cowboys had one pass deflection last night. One pass deflection.
We did it.
Detroit had 11. Detroit had 11 pass deflections.
That's
and
a
I
lot.
Think it was Anzalone had 3.
Anzalone, I think.
Yeah, he had 3 himself. That was their defense came to play last night, and I didn't expect that. I really didn't.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of a tough night, kind of a really tough night for Deron Bland as well. He got beat bad by Jameson Williams on a 2nd and 17.
He was your leading tackler.
See, and that's not...
Because he actually had to set the edge a few times last night because Clowney wasn't out there.
Yeah.
And so he was the one having to set the edge, but also the way that they lined up Jahmyr Gibbs on the outside put a lot of that pressure on him and those cornerbacks to say, you know what, we got to stop a running back now too because this running back plays like a receiver.
There's so many things in here. I made note of the yardage because I went back and I was like, man, I feel like this is an issue all night long. You have a 2nd and 15 when it was 10-6. Is 2nd and 15, you just let Gibbs go. And he catches a pass for 13 yards. So all of a sudden, you're not only behind the sticks, you're way behind the sticks. And now it's going to be 3rd and 2, and you're like, oh, okay, great. Really appreciate that. You get back-to-back Detroit penalties to force a 1st and 25. And then that's where Jameson Williams beats Deron Bland for 17 yards. All of a sudden, you get that chunk back. In the fourth quarter, we got the news that they had already had, Detroit, that is, 6 plays of 25 yards plus. And that doesn't surprise me because 3rd and 8, can't get off the field. 3rd and 6, can't get off the field. We've talked about how awful the Cowboys' third down defense was prior to the last 3 weeks, but there were so many situations yesterday where Detroit was behind the sticks and it made no difference.
Jahmyr Gibbs averaging 3.6 yards per carry doesn't feel right.
Yeah, because that's what he averages in losses, but then he was like, I'm going to become the greatest receiver you've ever seen.
Yeah, and he's averaging 11 yards
per reception.
And see,
again, that's wrong. If you would have asked me after the game, what were Jahmyr Gibbs receiving yards, I would have said he had 12 catches for 400 yards. Like, that's what it felt like.
Yeah.
Like, play after play after play. Can I mention one more no thank you? And this one stood out to me because I was like, come on, dude. I thought Dak made a horrendous decision when he threw what ended up being a lateral when he clearly had the path to throw the ball away.
Yes.
So
yes, and that's at that point, lots of people were exclaiming on my group texts, why does Dak never throw the ball away?
And that one was particularly egregious because he stepped through the pressure into a spot where there was a clear zone to throw the ball away. I get it. Like, it's tough when there's all kinds of giant men chasing you down trying to hurt you. But if that's not an analogy for dating, I don't know what is. But he stepped through the pressure. He stepped through the pressure. pressure. He saw that there was nobody there and he was in trouble. And he could have easily thrown the ball away. Instead, he threw the ball and it was clear as day when he threw it that that was a lateral. I don't understand how the broadcast team didn't pick up on that quicker. It was clear as day. You had first and 10 from the Lions 42-yard line. Then do you know what it is after that? Second and 26. That was an awful play. Now, would it have ended up changing it because the defense couldn't force a punt after the second quarter? Don't know. But that was an awful play right there.
Yeah, and see, this is the thing, too. Like, Dak had good moments last night.
He did.
He definitely
for sure
did have good moments last night. And then he had some moments. There were some moments where they would zoom in, and as they're zooming out, I'm like, he looks so flustered.
Yeah.
He looks like he can't get himself under control. He looks like he can't find his own emotions and just stall it out for a second and say, "All right, we're going to settle here." And that was a kind of a terrifying thing for a guy who we've seen be in such control.
Look, and I'm going to go back to this. I understand the football logic. I hated it, and I disagreed with it in the moment. I disagree with it now. I will always disagree with this. It's 37-27, and you kick the field goal on 4th-and-3. After they declined the offensive pass interference, I know people hated that call, but Detroit declined it anyway, so it didn't make a difference unless you thought it should have been defensive pass interference, and I understand that beef. It's 37-27. You kick the field goal to make it 37-30. And I know Mickey earlier was like, hey, you cut it to a one-score game. The six drives before this, Detroit scored 3 touchdowns, 2 field goals, and then they had a field goal blocked. You did not actually stop Detroit one single time in those 6 straight drives. What in the world makes you think you can stop them there? Here's how my brain works, and I wonder if anybody else was there with me. Your only shot, it's 37-27. You have to score a touchdown there to make it 37-34. Hope you can hold the Lions to a field goal, and then hope you can score a last-second touchdown to win 41-40. That was your only chance to win in that moment.
So in that discussion, Mickey is saying, look, you're trying to tie the game up. Score the field goal, score a touchdown, tie it up.
And
you're saying, no, score 2 touchdowns.
Because I don't think that strategy, and that's what Shoddy did, and I know there's plenty of football people who would disagree with me. I don't think that strategy is based in reality the way it is going. There is nothing that has led you to believe that this defense can stop Jack S. Mm-hmm. And so when you're like, we just had to get it to a one-score game. No, you have to get it to a spot where you can take another score.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. If your team has been playing where you could make stops, do you
sure
agree with it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So that's part of game flow.
No, yeah,
really, like understanding
absolutely
where your team is at the moment.
And so that's one thing
they did the technically correct thing.
And I hate it because it judges the game just abstractly, and it has nothing to do with what's going on in front of you. I agree all day long.
Because in Amazon last night, they're like, the AI stats say
yeah,
this is exactly
that's stupid
what they do.
And that's why I would outsmart AI in that situation. Because
as long as you pull it off. As long as you were able
to
make it. Well,
and that's the thing. But like when Mickey said, if you don't convert there, you lose, I thought as soon as we kicked the field goal, we lost. And then when you saw the return by Detroit on a night where our special teams coverage was abysmal,
yeah,
you knew that you had lost. But you look at it, and it's not just about scoring the 2 touchdowns. It's that you had not stopped them since going back to the second quarter. So whenever it's like, oh, you just need one big stop for the Cowboys, based on what? You hadn't stopped them in 6 straight possessions. You were never going to stop them on that next possession. And that's why I hated that decision. I thought that was a scared decision. I thought you had to go for it there, and they didn't.
Then to your point, no thank you to the linebacking group, particularly Kenneth Murray. Watching him last night, it looked like he regressed again.
Yeah.
Back to, like,
it sure
he was
did
motivated for a few games because Logan Wilson was around, and he was like, all right, I'm good. And then all of a sudden, this group cannot tackle. Detroit, you go back and watch clips of these guys. Detroit just absolutely took them out of plays, creating walls. And lane, like, these weren't lanes to run through. I told you yesterday there was a couple times where Gibbs had lanes, and I was like, that's what I was telling Kevin earlier. That's it right there. There were other times where they made walls, and it was because those linebackers were either afraid of the physicality, couldn't handle the physicality, and maybe that does have something to do with these 17 days and four games, whatever it is. Like, I understand that's a very big task. And you know what? To get three wins out of those 4 weeks, pretty good. I gotta say thumbs up. Unfortunately, you're in a really bad hole right now,
yeah,
in a place where it doesn't help you if you get a loss at the end of the season here. But the linebacking group did not look as potent as it has the last couple of weeks, and that was something that was very disappointing last night against a very physical team.
And then just somebody asked, and I'll try this one more time, from the 469, then what's the difference? It's still a one-score difference no matter your scenario. Is you can accept that the Lions might score. Like, if you'd cut it down to three, now all of a sudden you're like, all we have to do is hold to a field goal, which you had done half of the time, as opposed to don't let them score at all, which you couldn't do before the second quarter.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, do you want to have more fun? Because
yes, I do.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Kind of laid out on that. I thought it was an easy question. It's time for the Combo Platter Dream Car Edition. Give us a sports opinion, and then what was your dream car as a child? 877-881-1053. We'll do some Forgiveness Friday as well. All of it next right here in The Fan.
Goff in the gun, back on his right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
They're going to blitz off the edge. They're going to run into the middle of it. Montgomery shreds the line. Still going to the 20. Oh, Montgomery's going to stroll in. Touchdown, Lions. Missed, sloppy tackling, 35-yard run for David Montgomery.
And that's when you knew it was over. This was the 15th time that both Sonic and Knuckles scored a touchdown in the same game. The Detroit Lions are now 15-0 in said games. It's time for the Combo Platter, though I imagine we'll get plenty of Cowboys opinions here as well. Give us a sports opinion, and then what is your all-time or what was your dream car as a kid? And from what I understand on social media, people are still dreaming that they would have been given a better time for the World Cup draw, which maybe still hasn't happened.
What do you mean it hasn't
happened? Even though it started an hour and a half ago. And they still haven't done it?
Kevin, I think you said it was supposed to start at 11?
11 Central.
I think it was 11 Western.
That is not a time zone.
Well, Kevin, it's currently 12:28 Central.
Mm-hmm.
And the draw has not happened yet.
What time does that make it in Western?
10:28.
Okay.
Therefore, you got 30 minutes until they do that thing at 11
right.
Western.
All
obviously.
Right.
And
all
you know
right.
what? Here in 30 minutes, whenever it happens, are you going to give me my flowers? Or are you going to be like, you know what, Corey? I'm just ignoring it and moving on.
Ooh.
It's probably smarter to just ignore it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, yeah. I would definitely I would definitely consider it. All right. Would you like to start? You want Alec to start? You want me to go
I want
two?
You to go first.
Oh.
I want your sports opinion
okay.
and your dream car. Because I think you're driving your dream car right now, Kevin.
Oh.
Whatever car you're
yeah,
in. Yeah,
from
car.
Platinum Chevrolet, mm-hmm. man. I'm their dream customer since we keep buying cars from them. My sports opinion is that I need Brian Schottenheimer to start playing to win and not playing to not lose.
Ooh, okay.
Because
you do feel that way for sure.
I think you saw that last night. I was very clear about why that was the case. I think you've seen that a couple of times throughout the season. And, like, I'm not saying he needs to be Dan Campbell in terms of I'm going to be bold and daring at all points, but sometimes I do think he coaches a little scared.
He does have Bill Belichick had his guy running numbers up there all the time.
Right.
And
he needs better numbers.
And sometimes, well, you say better numbers.
Yeah.
You want a more aggressive lean?
Yes.
Less conservative.
No, I want a more aggressive lean because I still don't think you're good enough to be conservative. I think it's easier to be conservative when you're better.
Interesting.
And I don't think you're good enough to lean conservative, at least
Dude,
in,
that's a
this,
good take, man.
In this moment.
No, that's a really good take. Right now this team has it, and this is – I was just talking to the dude that's a Tech fan, and I was like, look, for a long time, coaches came into Tech thinking, hey, we have to be tricky because we can't recruit.
For sure.
We have to do things that nobody else can do because we're going to have to make offense fun around here so that we can have people come here and play fun offense.
Well, good job with that, though.
And then Coach Joey McGuire runs in there and goes, I'm a good football coach. I'm going to coach football players.
Yeah.
And that's what he does.
Yeah.
And so I think you're right about that. Right. I think that Schottenheimer's a good coach. I think he is. I think he's going to be a good coach. He's going to be fine. This is year one out of 700 years of coaching.
Okay, and so I'm glad you said that because I don't want to make it sound like I'm not trying to say he's a trash coach and he'll always be a trash coach. This is just an issue I have.
Right, no, but I do think that you're right. He doesn't have the talent, the complete team, to be a, look, we're just going to do it our way. Sometimes you have to adjust to what the game asks of you. To get the outcome that you really truly want, rather than the outcome that says it's the correct one based on AI.
And then my dream car as a kid, and I will say the poster industry contributed to this, is the Lamborghini Countach.
Heck yeah, it is.
Because there was a time where you would roll into, and sorry if this is alienating younger people, you would roll into the Scholastic Book Fair. Or you would be excited to get that little, like, magazine they gave you, and you would circle all these things and come home and tell your mom that you needed, like, $86, and she's like, get the hell out of here, or something nicer.
You're like, hey, look, I got this marker set that comes with this drawing, this thing that I can fill it all in.
Yes!
It's going to be awesome.
They did all the work
for
me.
You never told her that you were going to buy her the heart necklace, but you did eventually, and she was like, oh, my gosh, it's the greatest present ever.
And so because of that, I definitely had multiple posters of the Lamborghini Countach, and maybe Back to the Future didn't help either. I know the doors didn't open exactly the same way.
I want doors that open like this.
But the door opened up like instead of out. It felt like the future was now,
mm-hmm.
and so that was my dream car.
Yeah, the Porsche 911 was one of those on the posters, too. Man, poster industry. Look at the effect they had on kids back in the day. We didn't bring it back.
People don't talk enough about how the magazine and poster industry was served. over the years.
Mike texted, he was like, hey, are there a bunch of Taco Charlton posters up at Taco Bueno?
There are.
I see better posters.
Yeah, there are not.
Just look at that one right there.
All right. Would you like to go next? You want to kick it over to Alec? You want to go to the fan
I'll roll this one out real quick, Kevin. I am I have a feeling that the Mavericks are about to go on the run I asked them to go on. Oh. I know we're on a three-game win streak right
Hooper
now.
Flag.
That is a real three-game win
streak. So that counts as a streak.
That is a streak.
Okay.
Two games is back-to-back. Three is three in a row. That is a streak. I suggested like about a 10-game run. And I said if they could do a 10-game run, this thing could put you back up in eighth place. Like it could put you in the conversation of, man, you could be a playoff team. Kevin is very willing to throw away the whole season for the number one pick, which I get. But
hell,
you already
have
the guy.
Or the number two pick.
And now you got Nembhard, who you feel like.
I do like Ryan
Nembhard. And this Mavericks team plays better. They're more fluid. They're a better moving team whenever he's on the court. So I think that this team has the ability, now that Anthony Davis is back too, and he seems motivated by whatever it is. I don't know if this was Jason Kidd connecting with him, his agent telling him he could get the hell out of here if he just plays for a little bit. Whatever it is, Anthony Davis seems motivated to go out there and do his job too. I think this Mavericks team is about to give you the run that you've been asking for. It just took a little bit longer than you expected because they were a team that was just in flux in a lot of different areas. And they need to get their bigs back. They really do.
Sure.
Like to have that, I know we got the Derek Lively injury update this morning. It wasn't what I wanted, but it was an update for sure. I think that we're about to get that. Is it driving by right now? No, that's not it.
That's a truck.
Yeah, no, it's a truck. That's my dream car. My dream right now, it is the ZR2 from Chevy.
Oh, that's a good answer.
The Chevy ZR2 is an absolute beast. My buddy got one too, and I hopped in that thing and I was checking it out. I was like, dude, this is everything I've ever wanted a truck to be. And you know what? They got them at Platinum Chevy, so that's another option right there. But I've always been one of those that just really enjoys driving high up in a truck. I would like to add the star ceiling from the Wraith into that truck, and also some of the options from the BMW from James Bond's cars. That would be pretty cool, too. So if I could just make my truck have lots of gadgets, that'd be cool if you can do
okay.
that, Chevy. Thanks.
Okay, I will see what I can do.
Yep, any gadgets.
From the 480, Pickens will sign an extension, and their dream car is the Pontiac Firebird Trans Am Red T-Top. Man, I love the specificity on that. From the 817, Cooper Flagg will win Rookie of the Year and the Mustang GT, and I've already owned one. Man, the moment I see, I think I would be worried to own my dream car because I would be like, now I would be paranoid.
Would you just cover it and leave it in the garage
see,
all the time?
But like, that's pointless too. But I feel like I'm driving on the highway. There's no one in the next lane and a car in the next lane over. They move over one lane into the lane next to me. And I'd be like, whoa, hey, buddy, you're getting a little close. Even though they're just driving like a normal human, I feel like I would be worried about that with the dream car.
I got a question about cars.
Okay.
When it's rained and your car now is dirty, do you feel like I can't wash my car because it's just going to rain again, or do you immediately wash your car? Because right now my truck's kind of dirty.
Yeah.
We had a drive yesterday at the Choctaw. There was a lot of stuff on the ground, a lot of rain in the air, and my truck's dirty, and I'm like, I want to wash it. I want it to look beautiful and sparkling, but what do I do about this?
Okay. So I have not been in the car wash game for a really long time, but we used to have, and I know places used to have like that 3-day guarantee. Some used to have a 7-day guarantee, which is wild, but 3-day guarantee that if it rained, you could get your car washed again.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't actually know if that's a prevalent player in the world anymore, but if it is, then you just go get that car washed straight away.
You know, here's the other thing too. My dog licks the windows because his tongue will stick to the window. I'll roll it down for him.
Okay.
But his tongue will stick to the window. He'll drool all over it.
Okay.
And he's going to be in the truck anyway.
Sure.
So do I just say, screw it, I'm just going to have to live with a dirty truck forever? Or do I just wipe it down every time he sticks his tongue on the window? Your thoughts?
I feel like you can get an interior clean at most of these places.
Okay.
So
dude, that's
that was one of my
idea.
Jobs at the car wash.
That is
clean
a great
the interior.
Idea.
So I could see that.
Do you have to tip that?
I think you should.
They have a box at the place. Can I just act like I put tips in the box? And they're like, that's a good guy right there.
Okay, you can, because I don't know if I ever watched it all the way through. But what I learned when I worked at the car wash, and again, this is a long time ago, is I was a chump because every time somebody handed me a tip, I walked it over and dropped it in the box.
In the big box with the share pool?
Yeah, the share pool. And then what I learned along the way is that's why people were hustling to get over to a car because they were like, that's a big tipper right there. That's my tip. And so everyone just put it in their pocket. And then finally another person who worked there is like, hey, you don't have to. If they put it in the box, great. But like, they finally clued me in that everyone was kind of in it for themselves.
Dude, I wonder if you had put like $400 or $500 in there, it was just sitting there because nobody ever checked it.
Yeah, I don't know if I was that good to get those kind of tips. From the 682, the Stars are going to win the Stanley Cup. Love it. And I wanted a DeLorean so I could go back and get the lottery numbers. Because if you ever owned a DeLorean or wanted to own a DeLorean, sure, maybe you thought the car was cool. But you really thought if you could get it up to 88, that was it 88 or 86?
88 miles
yeah,
an hour.
That you could go back in time.
You absolutely.
Or power your car with trash.
I was gonna need that thing.
The sports almanac?
Well, no, I was going to need the sports almanac, yeah. Obviously. But the huge hanger on the back of it so I could hit the wire, which would give me enough charge to travel through time.
Yeah. Do you think anybody ever had the DeLorean and got it up to 88 and didn't have like a tiniest thought that it would go back in time?
Or what if they got home and somebody had bought like a microwave and they were like, oh my God, what is that? This is how we're going to make food of the future.
See, I feel like I would have gone home and my wife would have been like, you better hope that thing takes you back in time to a time when you don't buy it. Like, that's what she would have said. And so that's
somebody suggested just buy the monthly service for the car wash.
That's true. Right. A lot of people, I don't know if you have like monthly service fatigue or anything. By the way, I think the Netflix thing, I might be wrong about this. It could turn out better because people are like, oh, they're going to jack up the price of Netflix. And yes, they are. But if you have Netflix and HBO Max and maybe whatever other service, then maybe you can get rid of it. This feels like a step to getting back to the old days of consolidation. And
is Netflix
going
to buy everything?
I don't know if they're going to have the money to like buy Amazon or Disney, but you know.
That would be really cool if Netflix was like, all right, guys, we've decided we're going to take all of them and put them together for you in one nice tight package.
Well, look, just I want everybody in society to remember
this is
we had that.
This is something new.
It was called cable.
The
and eventually we didn't like that. And we're like, no, but we had it. So whenever everyone's like, why can't we just have all the services like together under one thing? We had that.
Mm-hmm.
We had that for years and years. And then people said, no. It's not good enough. We can do it better. And then eventually.
And it was better.
It was for a while.
We had Sony Sony TV or whatever it was. That was the best.
Yeah.
I had everything I needed. And I didn't have to pay the DirecTV prices.
Yeah. Well, spoiler
or have
alert.
A dish on my house.
Okay, fine. Spoiler alert. The next time you figure out a workaround to cheat giant trillion-dollar companies out of money, they're eventually going to figure out a way to get that money back from you.
Will.
Okay? That is the unfortunate part.
Do we have
part.
To just accept that?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
That, or is there a way to fight back?
I mean, if you can help build up a better service and then you decide you don't care about shareholders and corporate profits, then sure. Good. Alec, what do you got?
Sports opinion, gentlemen. The MLB winter meetings are right around the corner, and I think they could get crazy.
Do they start on Sunday?
I do
believe
so.
That's a weird day to start.
It's a very weird day to start. You know, some businesses are closed, banks are closed, but baseball, they don't sleep. They don't ever wait. And I do think that it could get wild just because I was doing some reading on it, and I saw that Jeff Passan and Buster Olney put together a piece where they were answering some mailbag questions. And there's some teams that we usually see as very cheap teams that seem willing to add this year, like the Pirates, Marlins, and A's. Seem to be the most aggressive teams early on is what Olney is reporting. And he likened it to a college freshman holding a credit card for the first time, which I love that analogy, where they're like, hey, we kind of have a little bit of a foundation here now. How about we spend some money? And some agents are predicting that they'll add all three of those teams. We'll add somewhere in the range of $25 to $30 million in payroll, whether through free agency or trades. So I'm just looking at some of that. The Kyle Schwarber stuff is getting interesting. JT Realmuto, another name that the numbers on that could probably surprise people. Some trades that are up in the air. The Padres situation is real weird. A lot of star power ownership that wants to get out of ownership, and they want to, you know, lower some of their debt. So maybe they start selling off pieces. I think the winter meetings could get interesting fast.
I like this. I want the winter meetings to get interesting fast. I really do. Baseball has been a lot of fun the last few years. Even when the Rangers were kind of, you know, teetering back and forth,
right.
You were like, you still won a World Series, and you felt like you had boats, you had a chance. But it was fun to have baseball in my life.
I do still think that.
Yeah, I loved it.
Alec, dream car?
Let Alec do what he's doing.
Oh, okay. I always
wanted to cut you off, Alec.
I know.
That's what was about to happen.
I could tell. It was sandwich time again, I guess. I always wanted the Bumblebee Camaro, and I got that as my first car, so I'm not going to count
that. Pause, and I need you to admit this, all right?
Okay.
It's a cool car, but also there was the tiniest part of you that thought it was going to transform too, right?
Oh, absolutely. That was the reason that I bought it, if we're being honest.
Okay.
Because
all right. I just needed you to tell me that.
Yeah, it had the trim on it and everything. I was ready to go.
Oh,
if it decided
nice.
To happen overnight, then yeah. You know, I was ready to defend the world, I guess. But the other, I was a kid that collected posters like that, and especially of cars and just like some of my favorite characters and whatnot. And I had two other car posters. I had a Lamborghini Murcielago and the original Ford GT. Mm-hmm. Both of those cars to this day, I would love to have. The Murcielago is the butterfly doors that everybody loves. It's just, it is, that's something else. I could play the drop real quick.
Murcielago.
Okay.
I know.
Thank you. Thank you for getting that joke. I appreciate
that. No, I understand it. I just like to lay out on your jokes, and I was buying myself time to play this.
You really do.
Yeah. So
I'm most disappointed that our Taco Bueno rep has not appreciated my jokes today. I looked over at her a couple times thinking, she'll like this, and she shook her head.
Yeah, she's shaking her head.
So
right now.
She's disappointed.
Yeah, she's one of us. I enjoy that. It's just it's gratifying to me.
That's fine. That's fine. Next time I'm going to bring Fred out here to talk her ear off. How about that? Did you hear that laugh? Those are people who are here, and they know exactly what I'm talking about. Sorry, Alec. Jeez. Back to you.
And the Ford GT, I mean, the new one is really cool. It's just I don't have like $500,000 to get a reservation for one, so that'll never happen. I like how you manifest there. But the original Ford GT is so nostalgic. It is gorgeous. And lots of posters that you would see at the store. Like, I would go to the auto body shop with my dad a lot because he doesn't like getting stuff fixed. He likes fixing his own things because he's one of those guys. So we would be at, you know, the O'Reilly's and stuff. They'd have a few posters rolled up and you would always see a Ford GT. And I just thought it was the most beautiful thing ever.
I love it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, you guys have an option here, kind of as Alec would say, choose your own adventure. Would you like to go into some gridiron? Do you want to try to do Forgiveness Friday? Do you want to try to do both? What are you thinking?
Forgiveness Friday, but before we do that, Kevin, I think it's very important that we point out the real DeLorean only went up to 85 miles an hour.
What?
Yeah, according to AI Overview and the internet and the people that were texting in, it only goes up to 85 miles an hour. So it actually they rigged it and put 95 on the one in the movies, but it really only goes up to 85, which means nobody could actually try to get it to 88 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's if you believe Big Auto. But really what was happening is they didn't want to lose all these citizens just going back in time their DeLoreans.
That makes a lot of sense.
And that's why they're like, oh, yeah, Corey, you can only go 85. Because they're like, you follow the rules.
Kevin, shout out Friday from the 720. Shout out Friday. Shout out to Corey, even though they spelled it with a K and an I, for taking care of his kids after his wife left him this week.
Stay
strong, bro. It'll get better.
I don't want to downplay how difficult the week has been for you.
Thank you.
I just want people to know that your wife didn't leave you in terms of, like, y'all are not going to be together anymore.
Kevin,
she's
out of town.
I don't even
understand. One day I left and went to work. When I got home, she had left during the middle of the day. All right? How do you think that makes me feel? Did I know it was happening? Yes.
What?
Do I know how long she's going to be gone? Yes. Does she call me every day? Yes, she does that also. Do I want to talk every time? Sometimes not. Sometimes I'm frustrated, you know? I'm tired and worn out, these kids. But I do care for her, and I hope that she comes back soon.
Okay, that
I feel like I need to send her a song on the radio or something.
Ew.
You know, to be like, hey,
no.
Put this out there in the world. If you're listening right now, you know? Did you ever do that back in the day?
You'd
call into Young Country 105.3 and be like, hey,
is that what the station used to be before
Young Country
Live?
Was Stuby Doak. I used to listen to his top
eight.
Oh,
I remember Stuby.
Yeah, and say, hey, can you play the Thunder Rolls for my wife? Or, you know, one of the Garth Brooks songs from back in the day.
Yeah. No.
Or John Deere Green.
No.
By Joe Diffie.
Because it's kind of my same theory about cards. When they're like, here, I bought you this card with already pre-written stuff that I would have said to you. Like, Corey, you should have written your own song.
Oh, you know what? That's a great idea.
You still could.
I'll be back.
Convince her to come back.
I'm going to go get my
guitar. Hey, write her a song tonight and convince her to come back.
And then play it on Monday.
Yeah.
Guys, I played this song for her and she came back.
All right. Now, let's start with Forgiveness
the
Friday.
I'm praying for you, Corey. I know.
He's
I know
fine.
It feels
she'll
like
be
your
back tomorrow.
Down, but it'll get better.
You'll see her. She'll be at the event on Sunday, I would assume.
One can only hope.
Okay. All right. Oh, you know what? I want to be supportive, so I hope it's okay.
See, all this time, that's all I need from you, man.
And I hated touching people.
All right,
but
Group B has been announced, Kevin.
Okay.
According to the fan text. So I'm going to go look it up and see if they're right.
All right. Well, aren't they going one at a time and just really dragging the process out? All right. I don't know if you think this entity needs forgiveness or you think this is genius. Vanderbilt explored a way to improve their college football playoff chances by playing like essentially an unsanctioned game this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. So while all the other teams were like playing conference championships, Vanderbilt looked at a way to get an impromptu game set up this weekend to give another data point the college football committee.
Nobody's going to let it happen?
No. So they determined,
that's rude,
because apparently they asked the coaching staff and the players and they were all like, yeah, let's do it. I'm sure Pavia is like, help my Heisman chances maybe. But, yeah, they said the logistics of getting it all done and finding a venue and everything like that, and perhaps the rules prevented that from happening.
Is there going to be a point? I don't think there is, to answer my question. But is there going to be a point, and I wanted to ask Dave this earlier while he was on with us, where we just tell the other schools, hey, you don't have a shot this year, no matter what, before the season starts. So what you're playing for is, you know, fun. Like you're going out there to play for maybe be in the NFL.
Yeah.
But these are the schools that we've already decided because they're all better and have more resources.
But I kind of feel like that's what they proposed on the morning show.
Yeah.
Today,
I mean, like,
right?
Hey, guys, we've already decided this is going to happen. And so, y'all, what do you, because that's my question is, if I'm UNT or if I'm another lower level school, what am I playing for?
Right.
If I don't stand a shot because y'all believe your conference is the best and we have, you know, we've been playing our butts off, even though, what am I really playing for?
And I think going back to when we had Dave.
It is fun.
When we had Dave Neal on, I think that's one of the reasons why the playoff is set up the way it is now, because you have to give that little glimmer of hope to Toledo, UNT,
yes.
James Madison,
that's
whatever.
Why, yes, I agree. You get one, the Boise State last year.
Yeah.
Genty was the whole thing.
Sure.
But it was, we wanted to see Genty play against other teams. But it is the, hey, any school could make it in. And I think that's a big deal. And if that leaves out of Texas, I'm sorry. This is part of the big process of it all. Otherwise, again, Texas gets to tell the other schools, you aren't playing for anything. Good luck with your careers later on.
And look, I'm not I am gonna be jazzed up if, like, James Madison plays Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. You want the bigger names, but I want to see that. I want to see
you're gonna be
if
about,
James Madison
you're gonna be about
win.
Halfway. I get it. You'll be about halfway through that game and go, yeah, this is what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Unless.
But if the upset happens, it'd be a way bigger story than if Alabama and Texas played.
Yeah.
And like, oh, one of them won. And you're like, sure.
Dude, how insane would a UNT beat Ohio State in the national championship game story be?
Yes.
Like, what just happened? And Eric Morris went to the wrong college.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have gone to Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm going to add in another thing. I think if you win the title, you should get an automatic berth into the next one.
Ooh.
So, like, I don't care that your players graduated or whatever. I think they should just put you in the next one. Now, do you think that the Wizards and Pelicans deserve forgiveness?
Pelicans.
They're a combined 6-38 this year. They both lost again last night.
Zion done.
I mean,
forever.
He's out right now again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I heard the did he ever start. That's a fair question.
That was always the question of, like, his health. And
did his career peak right before he blew out his shoe against in the North Carolina
game? It did.
Yeah.
I mean, he's had some moments in the NBA where you've been like, oh, there it is. It's very Anthony Davis of him, right? Like, oh, my gosh, well, could you get that? And you're like, yeah, if healthy. What was the question?
If they deserve forgiveness.
No.
All right. Does Amazon deserve forgiveness? This is a real thing. They are producing a brand new 10-part sports documentary that they hope will rival The Last Dance about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I am more interested in the Counting Crows documentary on HBO that's coming
out. I'm more interested in going outside and counting actual crows than
watch out, dude.
I am.
If I'm around you, they'll attack you. That's a crazy thing that happens. Yeah, I'm not very interested in that. They do not deserve forgiveness because that's a terrible decision.
Well, it is.
But every team deserves. I mean, Tampa actually has had a lot of love. The city. I mean, they got the hockey championships.
But this is just about the Bucks.
They had a Super Bowl. The baseball team plays.
It's
baseball.
Again, just about the football team. It's being paid for and produced by the Glazer family, who also own.
Yeah, that makes
so
sense.
I hope they're just giving it to them for free.
Because
the only part I want to see is when their old coach was asked about their execution, and he goes, "I'm in favor of it." That's the only part
in favor
of that
execution.
That's what he said at the time when their team was so bad. They go, "Oh, what do you think about your team's execution?" And he said, "I'm in favor of it." And, like, that's an amazing
that comes
quote
off
right
terribly.
There. I mean,
that comes off
and,
so
and
bad.
That, you know what? That is exactly what he meant in that moment, too. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors and I do believe special guest Kyle Yeomans.
I should text him.
Oh, next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.